How y'all doing out there? It's Free Noise. We back, man. We are back. It feels good to be back. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. I'm just looking at a few of our requests. We got some requests from some of our viewers, which we appreciate. We always love the feedback, and we always love the engagement. We got one. We're going to do one of the requests from a Rick James. Not Rick James. Her name is Rick James on TikTok.
Rick James.
No S. Yeah. She's a cool girl, man. We know her. I love her, man. Funny, her and her husband. Okay, so Rick James put putting in my request for the next topic, consistency. What's the starting point? Why is it so important? Why is it so hard to be consistent? And how can I overcome it? That's some good. Those are some good topics, request topics. We can go very long. Discussing consistency. Yeah. But we're gonna keep it. We've been trying to keep our videos to a minimum for now. We'll start doing long form later on. But I like that. So let's start with the first question. Consistency. What's the starting point? That's an interesting question for consistency.
That is. So starting point. What is the starting point for consistency? There's not a starting point with consistency. Mm-hmm. Because consistency, the action itself, the thing in itself is a continuum, is a continuance of actually doing something. So I'll say that consistency, once you start, you stay consistent until you get to that point. You want to be. Does that make sense?
Right.
So when it comes to being consistent, anything that we want to do in life, whether it's, I'm going to give a quick example. I want to learn how to play piano. If I stay on it consistently, if I keep on doing it, mm-hmm. of course, there'd be a starting point where I start learning keys and everything. And then there's another lesson of learning the melodies, another lesson of finger control and finger placement. And then it's every lesson after lesson, right? Now we're following consistent. We're being consistent. Now that's mm-hmm. consistency because it doesn't stop. You start it until you get to that point where you are better at knowing how to play the piano.
I like that.
So that's where consistency is. It's more so of a continuance of doing something or being involved in something that you really want to do.
I like that. Consistency, I agree with you. It's that point where whatever it is you're trying to be consistent in becomes second nature. It becomes a habit. I like the way she worded, or I don't know if she did this on purpose or just in this order, but she said consistency, what's the starting point? But then she said, why is it so important and why is it so hard to be consistent? How can I overcome it? It gets deeper and deeper. Those questions get deeper and deeper. And when you answer those questions, it all goes back to the first one. What is the starting point? You reach the starting point when you master the overcoming it, the why is it so hard mastering that. You overcome all those things, and then you reach the starting point, which technically can take anywhere. I know it's a myth that said, I think it's a myth. Yeah. If you do something every day consistently for 21 days, it becomes second nature.
Yeah,
I think that's, it's not a myth, but I think it's a myth, that exact number. There's no magic number for becoming consistent. It depends on the complexity of what you're trying to be consistent in.
Yeah.
And then it also depends on the person, the type, what the motivation you have, what it is, what type of personality you have behind it. And so it could be 21 days. It could be 18 days. It could be a year. And so that's what your starting point. Only you can really answer what's the starting point of consistency.
Yeah.
But that's a good question. But
to add on to that, mm-hmm. another thing that you know that you probably either reached that starting point or passed that starting point of consistency is when whatever you've been doing a long time, you're starting to see results. And when you first began, it becomes a blur. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't even remember when you started.
Yeah.
Because you're so, you've been so lost. I don't want to say lost. You've been so focused. You know, mm-hmm. you've had tunnel vision on this yeah. thing that you've been trying to learn
mm-hmm.
and adapt yourself to, and you're doing it consistently and constantly to the point where you don't remember or you're not tracking it anymore.
Yeah.
That's a good sign that you're being consistent.
It's second nature. Like, yeah. I like that. So the next part of the question, or the next question, was why is it so important? I like that. Why is consistency so important?
Consistency is important because, and that's how you truly learn how to get through to get through things, to get to the goal that you want to get to. So if you are not consistent, if you're not continuing on a path to somewhere, you'll never get there.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you're in a car, I'm trying to drive to a certain destination I'm driving, I'm going to consistently have to continue on that path. If I just hit the brakes, park somewhere, and just sit there, well, that consistent drive towards wherever I was going has ended. And that's it. I'm not getting there.
Man.
And that's why consistency is important. I think we're in a society where we're full, even with the commercialism, materialism, that try to show us like, hey, you can have this now, or you can do this now. Everything's at your fingertips. That's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things in life aren't at your fingertips. You're going to have to stay consistent and work for it and work hard for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes consistency important, because not only does it show you and teach you that in life, if you won't think certain things that are important, you're going to have to work for it. But also lets you know that nothing is easily handed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is easily handed to you. And it makes you appreciate whatever you get, whatever you finally reach or get to, makes you appreciate it more, because you know how much work you had to put into it by staying consistent
yeah.
on your that's work important. And on your path.
That's you important.
Know? So that's why I think consistency is important.
Yeah. Consistency is what practice makes perfect mean. If you ever heard practice make perfect, it's because the consistency of doing that thing. It's not the fact that, oh, I'm going to practice. For instance, if a basketball player is in the gym and he's practicing and he's shooting free throws, and he shoot 100 free throws a day, it's not because he was just practicing how to shoot the ball. It was because he just did it 100 times. That consistency became second nature. And so now, when he in a real game, he at that line, his brain, it's automatic work. Practice make perfect. And so that's why consistency is so important. Whatever it is you're trying to do, whatever it is you want, whatever your goal is, being consistent, that's why it's so important. I believe consistency sets apart those who are successful and those who are not. Everybody who is successful at something, they had to fail many times, but they stayed consistent. Those who are not, you may have come up with a good idea. You may have started it. But at some point, you gave up. So you're not consistent. And then, therefore, you are not successful. But those who are successful, they didn't give up, no matter how long it took. You know, and so that's the importance of consistency.
Yeah.
It actually is... what means if you're going to be successful or not, you know?
Yeah, and also,
what you're trying to do.
Yeah, and also with consistency, like I said some videos back, it equals mastery, because LeBron James had to shoot probably over 1 million basketballs to be who he is today.
Mm-hmm.
Prince had to play God knows how much hours and practice on his instruments to be Prince. Michael yeah. Jackson had to perform God knows how many shows to beat Michael Jackson, but all of his shows that they were consistent, they just never stopped.
Yep.
That's basically what consistency is. It's just not stopping. It's not how you do it or how long. It's just not stopping. That's really why it's so important, because consistency simply means you are not stopping. You are consistent. Mm-hmm. It's not only constant, because constant, to be constantly doing something is more, it's less feeling. It's like routine. Like, I'm constantly going to work. You know, I'm constantly putting gas in this car. But when you are consistent in something, it's more purposeful.
There we go.
And goal-oriented. You know why you keep doing this thing, what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know why you keep putting in the work at the gym. You know why you keep working at a skill on an instrument. You know why you keep working at trade. You know why you keep doing education in school. You keep staying consistent because there's a purpose behind it. Yeah. And you know it makes you elevate as a person. So, yeah, that's why it's important.
Yeah, I like that. The next question she put was, why is it so hard to be consistent? Why is it so hard? Because that is true. It is easier said than done. And everybody can relate to that.
It's hard because one of the things in life, all this, we know, we be in our head. I know I do. I be in my head at times. Mm-hmm. We're faced with so many challenges as humans, man. Like, bro, we go through so much, and I'm sure our audience could relate to it, where you really want to, I'm talking about, you may want to lose weight, eat better, have healthier friendships, you know, just a slew of things that's wholesome and healthy towards ourselves, but it's just hard to stay consistent. Yeah. You have to, we get distracted too much. We're too distracted. Yeah. It's so much distractions, either from the inside or outside. And I think when it says to be consistent, we usually get a burst of motivation, and we don't let that fire stay burning. Like, it goes out.
Yep.
But we have to keep that fire burning, because you have to keep reminding yourself, like, hey, you ain't there yet.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That motivation be burning out. So here's the thing, motivation, you know, that's got something to do with, it messes with your, it hits your dopamine, so it feels good. You watch that motivating video or that motivating, you listen to that motivating speech, and you say, I'm going to do this, and then, like you said, the fire burns out. When it comes to consistency, I believe you have to forget motivation. Follow me. Forget your tired body. Forget what you're thinking. And whatever it is that, whatever that goal is that you're trying to be consistent in, just do it. I know it's easier said than done, but you have to just do it, because what happens is, if you start thinking about it, for instance, if I want to go to the gym and I say I'm going to get up at 6 in the morning and I'm going to go to the gym. And then I wake up, my alarm go off, I wake up, and then I start thinking about it. I'm going to talk myself out of doing it. I'm going to say, I'm going to go at 7. And then I'm going to go at 8. And then I'm going to end up talking myself out of it. It has to be one of those things that you just do. You have to already be prepared for it. If you know it's a food you don't like and you don't eat it, you know, I do not do this. If you don't smoke, I do not smoke. There's no question about it. If I do this, this is what I do. If you want to go to the gym, this is just an example. This could be any goal you have. Then do it. Stop needing to be motivated. I mean, nothing wrong with motivation, but don't depend on it.
Yeah.
Because it can burn out. It got to be something you just do, whether you feel like it or not. You go to work, though.
Look, man.
You don't always feel like going to work, but you set that alarm, you get up, and you go to work. Why? Because you want to get paid. That's that question they ask when you taking an interview. So why do you want to work here? Why should... You really want to say because I want to get paid, but you know, they looking for a different answer.
Hey, I'm going to get real, bro. Yes. Motivation is not enough to be motivated, because that's a fleeting feeling. Mm-hmm. Here's another thing, man. To get real, ain't nobody going to help you, bro. Like, a lot of us be sitting, like, subconsciously sitting, waiting on someone to come save us. Nobody's going to come save you, man.
Nobody's going
to
save
you. Whatever you need to do, you're going to have to do it. Not once, not twice, not 3 times, probably 1,000 infinite times until you just wither away. You're going to have to keep doing it. That's consistency.
Yeah.
For me personally, I'm in the gym, and I'm going to be in there. I'm going to be that grandpa, that old man in the gym. I'm going to be him. I'm not going to stop. You have to understand, because nobody's going to help me. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to help you. Like, a lot of people are grown babies. I was a grown baby at one point where I'm just sitting like, somebody going to come. Somebody going to come pick me up and pat me on the back. No, they're not. No, they're not. Not only are you going to have to work, not only put in the work for yourself, you're going to have to be consistent. I can say there was times I was looking for, like, opportunities and jobs like that. You got to be consistent in everything you do. Don't fill out one job application and say, I'll see it and wait. Man, I feel it was one time I was looking for a particular job. I filled out about 300-plus applications. Consistent every single day. Blindly just was filling them out. Because I realized that if I just put one out and just sit there like, well, I did one. Like, no, stay consistent. And it increases your chances for opportunities. Yeah. You can't be a baby. You got to get up. You got to stay consistent.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Man, Eric's snapping on y'all tonight. You can't be a baby. I think we kind of answered that last question too, which was, how can I overcome it? We basically just talked about, some ways on how to overcome it. Yeah. Just doing it. Stop being a baby. Yeah. Like you said. Mm-hmm. It's just going back to the why is it so hard. Another thing is, we're, as humans, we get wired. When we grow up a certain way, we're wired that way. And so it's hard to create a new habit. You know, it's in the mind. You have to rewire the mind. You have to unlearn some of the stuff, some of the bad habits that you have. And then it's time to usher in some new good habits. And it's easier said than done, but you do that by some of the stuff we just said, like just doing it. I know it sound like, yeah, I know to just do it, but just that's really what it is, Nike. That's really just what it is. Do it. But you stop talking yourself out of it and just do it.
And also, build your body up to prepare for consistent work. Yeah. You know, you can't go to bed late to get 3 hours of sleep and think, I can do whatever. No, you cannot. You're a human.
That's sacrifice.
You're gonna pass out. So it's best to know, if you got these goals, set time up. Give yourself some healthy habits to prepare yourself for these consistent things you're trying to do.
Yeah.
So that's another thing I would recommend, because, you know, if I want to have a healthy diet, I cannot have a bathroom tub of ice cream every night thinking that, oh, well, I could just have that every night. That's not good. That's bad. That doesn't help. So also sleep. Get up early. A lot of stuff can be done early. Get it out the way. A lot of things we want to do can be done very early in the morning. Get out the way. That's just, you know, a personal advice I'll give.
So we thank you, man. We thank you, Rick Jane on TikTok. Appreciate that feedback, and we appreciate that engagement. I hope we answer some of your questions. And we encourage all our listeners to do that, to put in some requests. Tell us what y'all want to hear us talk about. And we encourage y'all, according to this episode, please, please, please be consistent in whatever it is that you're trying to do. Any of your endeavors, don't stop. Even if you start and then you stop, you get unmotivated, get back to it.
Yeah.
Get back to it. You can get back up. Don't stop whatever it is you're doing. Because remember, you got something to offer in this world. You got a light to shine in this dark world. We need it. So also, keep going.
Yeah, keep going. And also, be consistent in watching Free Noise. Watch our shorts. Watch our posts. Watch our videos. Be consistent in the comments. Like, comment, subscribe,
all that.
Ring the notification bell. Be consistent with us.
Be consistent with that.
And we promise to be consistent with you.
Yes.
We promise. I'm not going to go back on that.
It's free noise, y'all.
It's free noise.
Peace.
Love y'all.